in search of a model. Is the TV biz changing so much that it's staying the same? Digital technology and the internet are rendering the current television business model ineffective. It was that fact which provided for the impetus of a group of four TV biz experts to meet during the most recent MIPCOM. The group informally exchanged views on the new paths the industry could and might take. The Cannes agenda was shaped by several news developments, such as Rupert Murdoch's interest in merging his satellite TV service, Sky Italia, with Telecom Italia, Italy's telephone company, the interest of Silvio Berlusconi's Mediaset in the same telephone company, and the Italian government's interest in keeping Telecom Italia's fixed lines out of Berlusconi's or his proxy's hands. Similarly, in the U.S., Murdoch is said to be ready to divest his satellite services, DirecTV, in order to focus on other forms of transport and consolidate his grip on content. Indeed, worldwide focus is now on content and transport, cable, telephone, radio spectrum, and, in the future, power lines. As far as spectrum is concerned, the U.S. government just received bids for $14 billion for cellular radio frequencies, auctioned to companies that want to build a wireless broadband network. In view of the fact that only 20% of U.S. households use aerials to receive television, it is envisioned that the U.S. TV stations groups could better monetize their allocated frequencies by renting them out to wireless transport services. Talk and can turn to the various challenges that convergence of digital technology and the internet pose to the TV industry on the technical, regulatory, and business model level. The moderator of the get-together was Video Asia's Dom Serafini, who was assisted by Italian editorial contributor Enzo Ciarullo. The four panelists, who had expertise in all areas of the business of television, were Sarcampo, consultant for, among others, Digital Age Solutions, Russ Kagan of International Program Consultants, Farrell Mizell, president of FMI Media Group, and James Marinan of Entertainment Media Consultants. Collectively, the panelists are familiar with studio production and distribution, satellite and cable TV broadcast, mobile TV, and most other new technologies. Serafini's preamble stated that, in order to face new challenges, the business of television has to be redefined. Companies have to abandon their vertical integration and jack-of-all-trade philosophy and opt for one core business, be it transport, content, advertising, or service, since no one company could or should be more than one of the above-mentioned fields. Interestingly, in the same vein, television, the Royal Television Society's bulletin, asked CBS Paramount's Leslie Moonves, open quote, "If you had to choose between your content business and your distribution business, which would you select? Close quote. To which she answered, open quote, "Probably the content business, but I don't want to give up my distribution yet." Close quote. According to Financial Times, Flex column, September 17, 2006, open quote, "The claim that content companies benefit from controlling distribution is becoming less credible in the digital world." Close quote. Furthermore, Serafini predicted a return to government's active roles in regulating all four of these fields. Finally, it is said that the combination of digital technology and the internet has developed a streaming technology that will replace and unify all current digital TV standards. A set-top box that adapts the stream coming from any form of transport, cable, DSL, broadcast, cellular, etc., to a regular TV set is also being envisioned. Indeed, according to Marinan, the licensing division of U.S. studios are now working on a single-point distribution concept, with digital rights management technology that is able to recognize the interface. This means that the file containing content is not only able to recognize the player, be it a TV, PC, iPod, or cell, but also to identify the mode of transport so that the concept of windows will still be preserved. In other words, if the content stream goes through cable, it's the cable window. If by airways, it's the broadcast window, and so on. Open quote, "In 2 years' time, the studios will forward motion this delivery development." Close quote, he added. Meanwhile, stated Marinan, open quote, "The basic television business has not changed. We still have content, mass audience, advertising, and delivery, transport." That is, delivery, is in play right now, and the competition is among the delivery services. The game is between two paths, cable and telcos, close quote. To Campo, open quote, the key is multi-platform and content delivery network technology, CDN, because the key is to monitor, measure, and monetize, close quote, where monitor indicates the window that is the audiovisual stream is utilizing. Measure is the ability to account for every user, and monetize offers a way to maximize revenues. The CDN technology can deliver media content in any form over multiple distributional platforms, that is cellular, VOD, IPTV, etc. CDN files are compressed, thus requiring less storage, yet they are robust, meaning reliable, and backed up by redundancy or a repeated form of delivery to assure quality. According to Maisel, open quote, we're in a stage of experimentation. The industry doesn't fully understand it yet, and it is going to evolve, but it will come down to content, close quote. Then, picking up on the regulatory premises of Serafini, Maisel added, open quote, we don't need regulation. Regulators don't fully understand what's going on. The consumers can make that determination, close quote. At which point, Russ Kagan interjected, open quote, the government will regulate because it has to find a way to tax them, close quote. On the subject of cellular and mobile telephony's migration to broadcast frequencies, Kagan said, open quote, there are frequency stops going on right now in markets, with early FCC authority approval for mobile operators taking over broadcast-assigned bandwidth frequencies. Swaps often include payments to broadcasters to give up the frequency early. These are not the prime networks affiliated stations, but a lot of independent and lower power UHF stations, especially in the Midwest. Close quote. Then he added, open quote, all of the broadcast frequencies will be relocated anyway by January 2009, when stations must give up their analog transmission and move to HD, assigned frequencies.